Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Jobs, the Fed, and earnings highlight the first week in May.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The first week of May kicks off with perhaps a note of relief that a tentative deal has been reached to fund the government for the remainder of the fiscal year through September. This will be an eventful week with the Federal Reserve meeting taking place Tuesday and Wednesday, earnings from Apple and Facebook, and the government's April jobs report on Friday. Bill Stone is Global Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group in Philadelphia, and he joins us now. Bill, first of all, what is at the top of your watch list as we start a new week and a new month?
Boy, it's hard to pick one. I guess I'd say, you know, you certainly always have to watch the Federal Reserve. I mean, again, we don't expect them to actually do anything, and to be honest, we don't expect them to say much in the statement. But that being said, who knows if they surprise you? And then we have some Fed speak afterwards on Friday. So maybe we'll get a little more idea of what they might be thinking about future rates and the balance sheet after that.
I am sensing a divergence at this point between earnings and the economy, with about 60% of S&P companies having reported first quarter results. Earnings are up more than 12%, and that's great. But economic growth has slowed, spending is flat, inflation is lower. Is this the start of an economy in retreat or just a respite?
You know what? I think there's a lot of things going on, but, you know, a lot of people have been talking about that difference between the soft data and the hard data. I'll say, well, I think that they're coming together somewhat. And why I say that, I think the soft data, we saw it, this morning that the ISM manufacturing came down a bit. But I also think you're going to see the hard data come up. And you even saw that a little bit with the personal spending, though the headline didn't look good. If you actually turned it to real personal spending, it actually did look better than that. So I think you're probably going to start seeing those converge a bit. And I do think the other thing to keep in mind when you're thinking about earnings is a couple of things. You know, one is it's global. So we are seeing some better economic data out of Europe and also out of Japan. So I think that's helping. And then also the other part is we're anniversarying some really horrible earnings out of the energy sector. So with oil, though it's faded a little bit lately, up, but certainly still up significantly from those times, that's helped quite a bit.
What do you think about consumer-oriented earnings like Apple and Facebook? Are you expecting big things out of, for instance, those two companies?
I mean, I think, you know, one thing we've seen so far is that, and you're right to say they're more consumer, but at least technology as a whole has been, it was part of the very good earnings jump we saw that started last week. So I still expect it to do, you know, I'll say just fine. I don't have any specific axes to grind on those, but I'd say the technology sector as a whole has acted very well.
I'm speaking with Bill Stone of PNC Asset Management Group in Philadelphia, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fetter & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bill, now, as you alluded to before, no rate hike is expected out of the Fed meeting this week. Do you think the central bank might tweak its statement in the wake of at least the headline numbers in the economy as of late not looking that great?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they put something in there about, you know, seeing some I guess, weakness because of the first quarter GDP number, say something around that, but say we expect it to be transitory. That I wouldn't be surprised.
Everybody is expecting a rebound in job growth when the Labor Department reports on April employment this Friday. Is there any reason to believe that March's weak growth number wasn't just a one-time thing?
No, I mean, I think it's exactly true that you should expect a bounce back. I think it's the same thing in terms of some of the things we've seen from the consumer. I think this week will be interesting when we get, say, auto sales on Tuesday, you know, most people are looking for a snapback there. So I think those are two things to watch for.
Bill, one of the reasons stocks had a good week last week was the release of the outline, at least, of Donald Trump's tax plan. How do you see the situation in Washington right now? It seems like things are slowing down as far as, you know, any legislation or any possible legislation being passed.
Yeah, it was funny. I was actually in D.C. at the time when it came out. So I do think, you know, I still think, at least in my discussions, everyone I talked to said the highest priority is this. Now, that doesn't mean it gets done in terms of the tax reform, but certainly everybody in unison. I mean, they may have disagreed about other things, but that seemed to be a consistent refrain. So I think you're still talking. We still think it's highly likely. And again, I say tax reform. It may just turn out to be a tax cut. Either way, I think it works out okay. It's either the end of this year, sometime early next year. But I think that's what the market is currently expecting.
Well, what do you think the market is expecting anytime soon from the Trump administration, assuming we don't get tax reform until next year?
You know, I think the primary is really just to, I think it'll be watching to make sure it remains the top priority, or I'll say, you know, among the top priorities. You know, you might see healthcare kick in there a bit. But healthcare is in a certainly a way intertwined with tax reform or a tax cut, because part of it's the, you know, the extra tax that came with the ACA. So, but I do think that's what the market is going to continue to focus on, which is why, even though some said, well, that outline's only like a one pager, I still think the market took it well, because it said, hey, what it's signaling to us is it still remains that top priority.
Bill Stone, Global Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Asset Management Group in Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Top stories, timely insights. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.